I have a good buddy of mine who's a priest, and he has a really uncanny and almost incredible ability. It's just a real profound power of observation. And I really think that he could have made a lot of money as a mind reader in a carnival if that priest thing wouldn't have worked out for him. But his kids in school are often amazed because they think that they really do think that he can read their minds. And because he can, just by observing somebody and looking at them, he can tell them a lot about their personal background, about their relationships, about that they have with their parents or with others. He can tell them different personality traits and things like that. And it's really not any kind of ESP or anything like that, but it's just the ability to be able to make observations and understand and make connections with the way that a person reveals themselves through their body. Because our bodies are something, are the visible part of us. And the body reveals, it reveals the invisible part of us. It reveals our soul. Because there is such an incredible union of body and soul. You know, a lot of times we try to hide what is going on in our soul, you know, by the countenance that we wear on our face. But ultimately, our body and our body language expresses and it does reveal the soul. For example, if I come in here and I'm stomping around like, and you say, Father SZA, what's wrong? Like, nothing, fine. You know, obviously you know by my body language that inside of me that there is something wrong, that my body is revealing that part of me that is angry in my soul. And so our body really makes visible what is invisible. And so this becomes part of the reason that St. Paul tells us in the second reading, he says, glorify God in your bodies. When we think about how the plan that the Father chose to reveal himself to us, it included a human body because he sent his Son into the world, not as some kind of spirit or not as some kind of phantasm, but he sent his Son in the world to take on human flesh, to have a body like our own, to have a true human nature. And it was through that human nature, it was through that body that he shows us, that he reveals to us his love. So that in everything that Jesus says and does, he is revealing something about the hidden Father. He is showing to us what the Father is like. For example, when we look upon the cross and we see Jesus hanging there, and as he's giving himself completely to us in love, we can now know and understand how much the Father loves us and what the Father loves like, because what the Father's love is like, because it is a total giving of self. And so the Son again makes visible through his human body the invisible love of the Father. St. Philip actually comes up to Jesus and says to Jesus, Jesus, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. But Jesus says to him, says, don't you get it yet, Philip? He who sees me sees my Father. Because the Father is revealed in the person of the Son, in Jesus Christ. Not only does the human body then reveal the Father, but Jesus also uses that body as the instrument of our salvation. That through his human nature, he offers that sacrifice to the Father on the cross. And so that shows the great dignity that God has given to the human body. That it can become a means and a source of grace. But not only did Jesus die in that human flesh, but he also rose. And that body was then taken up into heaven. And so this shows us what we shall be like. When we die, that is not the end of our existence, and it's not the end of our body. You know, sure, our body does return to the dust, it does return to the earth, but it is awaiting the day when it shall rise again, when we shall be reunited as body and soul in the resurrection of the dead. I just remember I was teaching, it was my second year of teaching, and I was teaching juniors, and I was talking to them about the resurrection of the body and how we're all going to get our bodies back. And there was a young lady in class, and she just had this look of complete surprise on her face. And, you know, so I was kind of moving on. And she, like, you know, I could see that just kind of bewilderment and puzzlement. And she raises her hand, and she's like, "Father, you're meaning to tell me that we get our bodies back?" It's like, okay, how long have you been going to Catholic school? We pray every week in the creed, "I believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting." Well, I just thought that was Jesus. And it's like, no, all of us are going to get our bodies back. And so what this shows us is the supernatural destiny that God has given to the human body, the dignity with which He has given the human body. Because now in this life, it becomes the means by which we encounter Christ. If we think about the sacraments, again, the sacraments are the visible signs of invisible grace. But we have that encounter with the sacraments through our bodies. In baptism, we receive, the water is poured, or we're dunked in the water, but there's a physical contact with it. And it is through that water that the person receives that saving grace of baptism. You know, you can't baptize it. They don't receive that grace if you don't use water. If I don't pour it over the head of the baby, if I miss, say, "I baptize you in the name of the Father," it's not a valid baptism. Our bodies are an essential component to us being able to receive that grace of Jesus Christ. And so St. Paul knows this dignity that God has given to the human body. And so he says, "Glorify the Lord in your body." He explains it a little bit further. He says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and now that you are not your own?" So that through the power of grace, the Spirit comes to dwell within us. The Spirit comes to sanctify us. The Spirit makes us holy so that we truly become the dwelling place of God. Not just in our soul, but our whole being becomes consecrated to God. So that our body and soul becomes the place of encounter with Jesus Christ. And so in everything that we think, say, and do, everything that we do in and through our bodies is something that is important. Because our bodies reveal what is going on in our soul. If we think about that analogy of the temple, you know, none of us here would go and take our kitchen garbage and bring it to church and offer it and bring it to church here in God's temple and put it in the offertory, in the collection. It's not something we would do. It's just not fitting. But that's exactly what we do when we sin. We bring in garbage into God's holy dwelling place. We bring garbage into God's temple. We fill it up with trash. And that's not something that God wants us to do. Because this body, this dwelling place, is meant for holiness. It's meant for sanctity. And it's meant to live forever with God in heaven. And so we think about that. Are we glorifying God in our bodies? And so we can do an examination of every single thing that we think, every single thing that we say, every single thing that we do. The TV shows we watch, the internet sites we visit, the movies that we have, the relationships that we enter into, how we take care of the poor, how we take care of the sick, what comes out of our mouths. And all of this becomes a reflection of our relationship with Christ. And if we are not glorifying God in our bodies, we're not glorifying Him in our souls either. And so it is so important for us to glorify God in our bodies. Because we have become the temples of the Holy Spirit. And so when we can really think about that, and think about how we are created for that eternal destiny, we want to show and to manifest the fact that we are the children of God. That our bodies are holy. Because when we live out lives of holiness, when we live out lives of grace, we reveal Jesus Christ to others. If you think about how you received the faith, about the people in your life that were most important in helping you grow in your knowledge and relationship of Jesus Christ, the person that revealed Jesus to you, they lived it out in their bodies. They lived it out in their flesh. It wasn't just when they talked about a relationship with Jesus Christ, but more importantly, how they treated other people and how they lived just as a good Christian. That spoke volumes more than anything we can ever say. And so when we're living as children of God, we are enabled to communicate that grace of Jesus Christ to others and to help others enter into the mystery of God's love. But when we live lives of unholiness, unchastity, impurity, of anger, violence, hatred, we obfuscate Jesus. We do not reveal Jesus through our bodies. Jesus says to us, or St. Paul says to us, glorify God in your bodies. Our bodies are the visible expression of what is happening to us interiorly. And because they are such an essential part of who we are as a human person. So when we really strive to make everything that we think, everything we say, everything we do holy, and to reflect the fact that we are temples of God, we will glorify God. And it is through our bodies that we will be able to reveal Jesus Christ to others.